This is tape number 2 on July the 12th, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
I do a lot of testing. But there's something very interesting about it. You may personally know that you are being tested. You may not. I can often tell you, I'm testing you now. Let's see what you're going to do. And I may get, if there are 80 people in the room, I'll get 80 different responses. And maybe all of you flunk. And I know that you are continually testing me. I expect it. But you're never going to get your answer to that testing by asking your next door neighbor what you think about it. The only conclusion you can reach about this whole scenario is within self. I won't give you a response to your testing of me publicly. Because your testing of me is either of two reasons. I really want to know, Commander. Or I want everyone in the room to know how important I am. I'll nail him. Please, I just urge you, don't get in that kind of a confrontation with me. I used to play the game every now and then. I don't play that game anymore, and I can be very, very cutting. It is not intention to hurt. It is intention that the other ones who have walked this long journey with me are not insulted by their own choices, by one sent into my midst just to test me, so that they can go out and prove him wrong. Sometimes I want ones to go out and prove me wrong so that I can strip off this load of cloak that weighs us all down. And yet that is not our privilege, because we do not know what contract one has with God. And maybe God is testing both of us. He does that. You've witnessed it when I've blown it. When I have literally become angry. And we can call it righteous anger if we like. No. Anger is fine. Loss of control in anger and lashing out is error. I should know better. And you should be learning better. It doesn't mean that you cannot be affronted and angered by a given set of circumstances or assault. I would be absolutely a liar if I said it didn't make me angry when someone pulls out their Uzi machine gun and shoots at my spine. And I don't think you'd want me for a commander if I didn't get aggravated. Nor do I think that you would put up with me for 2 minutes if you came in here and I was a kind of wishy-washy leader that said, oh, it's all right. Do whatever you want. Go murder and we'll just forgive you. No way. That is a direct affront to the laws of God. And it doesn't even matter what I think about it. I can give you permission all day long to do whatever it is you want to do. And quite frankly, God will allow you to do it. But if you deliberately do it in the face of knowing it is against the laws, you're going to pay. That's all there is to it. Now, I feel I should make a public statement here because I need to make some public announcements to the ones monitoring this meeting. I'm going to start producing some documentations from one who calls himself at this point Ray Rennick. This is one of my workers. He is just beginning to barely come into his memory of that. He's been in the clandestine forces, and boy, they've tried every way under the sky to get rid of him, including murdering his brother. And we're going to tell that story. And to tell it, I have to reveal the name. And I'm going to make another statement right here, right now, loudly for the adversary monitoring this, that you better keep your confounded hands off him. He's going to come under my protection. Ones will remain under my protection under these circumstances as long as they choose to be there. I have some ones now efforting to move out from under that shield because the light gets too bright and they get too uncomfortable. That's very foolish on their part. You don't have to agree with me. You can take your time coming into your understanding and comprehension of me. But you're not going to make it against that adversary unless you stay pretty close to me once you've worked with me. And I'm running into a real problem with some of my own people, keeping them in safety. And to attain some amount of security, they don't realize what they're doing. No, they certainly don't. But they're going to off balance this for every legitimate reason they can give that I'm going to not mention you, or I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this and push this. And then we'll kind of slip in the information. Nope, it's a solid, substantial choice and stand. I have ones who literally are in incredible danger, and I have tried every way to reach through to them, only to have the phone calls back denying that what I said was true. I would not make such a statement were it not true, because the outcome is too terrible. It's a tremendous risk to play God's game. It's a worse risk when you've been programmed, deprogrammed, sheep-dipped, brainwashed, and actually, in some instances, totally replicated. In the downloading of the brain data, it's all put in there. But bits and pieces are left out according to the need of the adversary. And a godly man cannot be deprogrammed. That will always prevail. But if it's already been programmed out so that you start believing everything presented to you is all right, then that's where you start the programming and deprogramming. If it was not in the consciousness or the uppermost level of subconsciousness, guess what? They can brainwash you like that. And they do it. If you hold the memory of God and you keep that memory uppermost, they can't touch you. They cannot duplicate, and they can duplicate a body if they can get a cell, but they're never going to get rid of the original in the case like Bogart's. God is first, nation is second, and all comes later. And while he did his experiences as Rambo, he was doing it in a godly way. For his nation. under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I don't have any problems compared to the heart of that man. There's nothing you can do to me but to have killed, slain, given your entire life only to find out it's a lie and your own government is in the heroin business and has, we know, of 375 men, don't we, left on the tarmac when your government pulled out of Vietnam. Ah, indeed. I have no problems of realization. That is hard on your soul and conscience to realize that kind of burden. But you cannot measure the service now unto God and nation. Or the incredible frustration of having to be patient until you can offer the kind of leadership where it'll be received. You have to wait until the pen can literally function larger and bigger than that sword. And for warriors, that's hard because they don't know anything else. That was the way they were trained. And you can get very, very good at whatever you're very well trained to do when you have that kind of motivation. But it also means from that experience that you're capable of that kind of motivation on a level so much higher that you cannot comprehend it. And when you already kind of think you're bulletproof, by the time you march into that army, you are. And you realize you don't have to use bullets on your enemy either. But it's hard to hold to that, isn't it? While day in, day out, it doesn't seem to go your way. It's hard when you think, well, if I just had $100, $200,000, $500,000, we could get it all done. If we just had $2 million, $5 million, $1 billion, we'd get it all done. Could you? What have you done so far to prove that? Why would God give it to you? All of you who are so eager to say, well, I think that it should be this way and that way and the other way. What would you do if I handed you $1 billion this moment? You better think very, very carefully about it. And then maybe you'll understand why we do the choosing and we have to demand patience. And if patience cannot be summoned, I have nothing to offer other than that. You are free to go. I, Hatton, and my nucleus crew are not going anywhere. I release everyone to go wherever they would go. I don't see any need to make large, loud pronouncements about my people. I don't see any point in having quarrels one with another over hypothetical instances or self-injury as perceived. Well, I think the bookstore, guess what, there's no bookstore. Well, I think the office, guess what, there's no office, there's some rooms, most of them left without desks from which to function. Well, I think that I should, why would you? Always think, why do you feel that you are more suitable than another? these ones got left with a very large expenditure when there already was nothing. I have to remind everyone of that, because I tell you, you will have everything you need to do whatever it is we need to do. That seems to come to someone's as well. They, whoever they are, has it all some way. No. But they will not stop working to get it until it's available. And then when it is available for the use of all. But first, someone has to do it. Because it's not going to be showered on you. You're going to be ready and prepared so that it is covered when it does arrive. I'm not going to fly it in on eagle's wings and drop it off on you. If you cannot manage your own personality, how can you manage God's kingdom? If you cannot be gentle and not judgmental of your brother, how can you be non-judgmental enough to manage God's kingdom? You can be discerning and you can have opinion. But when that opinion causes trouble and pain to another, you better look at it. And ones, before they speak, should always think. How does what I say sound to the receiver? Or more importantly, how is it going to sound when it goes through 13 grapevine outlets back? There is great frustration amongst the ones efforting constantly to continue our work under these particular sets of circumstances. And I get the feedback. Don't try to fool Hatton. I'm getting it. Well, what's happened to America West? What's happened to George? I thought, you're right, nothing's happened. Their intent is to function where they are. The only changes being what circumstances have created for us. And I cannot protect them if they refuse to accept what I say. And I hope when they hear this tape, they'll come back to me and ask me. If I affront someone, for goodness sakes, ask me in this room. I do not work clandestinely in the secret dark places. Do you? Do you do it this way? Think about it. Because if there are problems, they must be looked at. Maybe they're not a problem, and maybe someone is just waiting for your input so that they can think in those terms and not from the burden that has just been dropped like a bomb. At this moment, George and Desiree are in Hawaii giving seminars, and they're in danger. So is Dr. Coleman. He too is in danger. And he responds in a different fashion. George sets him up meetings because the big thrust is the Committee of 300 book. Somewhere along in there, God is forgotten while we push the sensational. And divine plan will be mentioned. But it's easier, and this is true, it's easier to get up there and speak of almost everything else without mentioning God. And I can tell right off whether it is a radio announcer host that is interviewing me or a room full of people. You better mention God early on in your conversation, or you're not what you represent yourself to be. And there are many ways to mention God without saying the word. And remember this, God doesn't mind your doubt. And he doesn't mind your looking. He doesn't even mind your discussing it. But if you go about pulling other ones from their path, that is evil. Evil being defined as any intention of sidetracking ones from their path to light. It doesn't even necessarily indicate good or bad. That is the higher definition of evil. Just as sin in the higher definition is simply an error, a falling short of perfection, and especially in your attempt at moving to perfection. That's all it is, a mistake, an error. Well, but it was an intentional error. I deliberately went out there and shot that man knowing what I was doing. Did you? Seems like there was a great error in something to me. So regardless of the crime involved, it was simple error. Error in judgment and discernment. You shouldn't have done it. That was your error. And the reason you did it was the primary error. You didn't learn your lessons. So when ones want to put upon everybody else your great ability to lead, to set all these limits and unlimits, and I'm going to, and if we just do it my way, I could show them how to do it. If it's a physical, earthly thing, then share it with them, graciously, without ego. But aha, now we've hit it, haven't we? Who can be so blame important and share it without ego? Masters at the art of it have not been able to do it. Dr. Coleman could not do it. And instead of coming back to me, he talks about me. And then he offers other ones that, well, I have no animosity toward Dorma and Oberle and Hatton. Why tell somebody else that? Why don't you come here where we gather like this to discuss these things and tell me that? Because the intent is known to both parties involved. It doesn't mean that it's evil or horrid intent. It just means a disagreement. And that's all right. Go your way in peace. That doesn't make your work lesser. An attack on me doesn't make your work lesser, in my opinion. One said, why would you honor William Cooper by dedicating a journal to him? And my own scribe is the one who said it to me. And she's typing it. I don't think I'll type this. That man called me a slimy little puke. And he was going to get me. He was going to kill me. He was going to get me with every unmentionable word, legal avenue there is. And you're going to dedicate this journal that I have just spent hours, hundreds of hours writing. You're going to dedicate to him? Yes, ma'am. Because I honor the truth he gave. I don't honor his idiocy or his temper tantrums or his alcoholism, his lack of control. I don't even like the price he puts on his material of truth. And I don't like his conclusions. But I told him that. And now I've written it in the book. And I honor him for the truth he brought. And I've offered over and over, come on over and I'll tell you the rest of it the minute you can get off your ego throne. So Dorma walks into this room and there's a platform and all she can see is ego throne. I'm not going to walk up there and get on that thing. Well, don't do that. Let's just let everybody in the back of the room not have the ability to share. Well, I guess I'll get on it once. Do you see how human all of you are? Don't curse yourself for your humanness. But don't be narrow enough in your egoness to not be able to rise above it. Or you're phony. And remember, people more and more and more and more are being given truth. And phony stands out now like the proverbial sore thumb. Discernment becomes so easy. And most certainly, everyone is welcome to their opinion. And if you are not informed, voice your opinion. It may save you some reading. There may be some others who have a like opinion needing to sort it out. Or may be able to tell you why they changed their opinion. There isn't anything as wondrous as a good discussion, especially a good philosophical discussion. And actually, you're going to find that when you get into the higher realms, it will only be philosophical discussions. Because you won't be aiming the gun at each other. You will be discerning how to get on higher into those upper levels of understanding. And you don't claw at each other only to cement an already invalid opinion on both sides. One, I am too opinionated to listen, and the other side is so opinionated that you're going to, whether you like it or don't. God doesn't need that kind of help. God allows, can't you be big enough to let them be also? You can offer. That's all you can do is offer. And it may or may not be accepted at the moment. If their purpose and their mission is to serve, it will click one day. And all the forcing it down the throat will only make them gag and back away from you, never to receive it willingly. Leave them alone. What makes you so smart? I have to share this because it has been such a point. Maybe I won't share it. If I could get her to look, it would help me, Dorma. This has given me more communications than anything that we have done so far. You would about have to pass it around. I can read it, and then you can pass it around, and you can see here's Desiree, here's George, and here's the Committee of 300 book. This is a full-page ad for a seminar, and it's $20 in advance or $25 at the door. It's important that you hear that part of it, too. And here's what it says. Are you ready for some straight talk? Find out what's really going on regarding the U.S. economic crisis, the New World Order, the Federal Reserve and the IRS collection agency, the UFO cover-up, the JFK assassination conspiracy, gun banning and confiscation, genetic experimentation by our government, the Committee of 300, AIDS, a man-made disease, Spiritual Transition of Man. Featured speakers, 10 a.m., Dr. John Coleman will discuss the New World Order and the conspirators hierarchy, the story of the Committee of 300. See, he's made it to the prime time. If he comes, George continually has set up meetings for him to speak, and he has just not shown up, leaving the host, radio programs, everyone in the lurch. And his explanation is always he had an insider contact that had to be met etc. And then there's lunch, and then George Green will present information on UFOs contacting us, gun banning, the IRS, Federal Reserve, economic crisis, and genetic experimentation. At 3, then Desiree will present the truth about the cosmic spiritual knowledge regarding our divine heritage within, spiritual graduation, the cosmic laws of balance, and our true connection with God. And then there's a question and answer session. This is a must seminar for people committed to guiding and caring for family, children, grandchildren, and friends. Ignorance, not bliss, for the seeming bliss by a slave has no possibility in freedom, truth, justice, and creativity. At least on one of the preceding pages. Well, I'm wrong. I should have looked at that more carefully. It wasn't. It wasn't even the same seminar. There was at least a picture of the Liberator. Now, what's wrong with this and who wrote it? Doesn't matter who wrote it. It doesn't even particularly mean that there's something wrong with it. But the facts are, these are the only ones so far that had any representation, any distribution, any publishing for the Phoenix Journals and the Liberator. And not one word is mentioned of either. So when I am confronted with what do? When lawsuits are coming, and I'm telling you now, it's serious, Bill. I love the lawsuits. This is challenge. I won't even let the attorney settle these blame lawsuits. I love them. How else are you going to get the truth out there? And how else are you ones going to learn to meet challenges of things like that when they are literally going to impound and ban these books? And guess which one's first? The spiritual books. Your heritage, your inheritance, your very truth of existence. And then you have to look at who is going to do it. It started in the UFO community by ones who didn't like us. And now it has worked its way through the New Age operations. We'll get them. And I love it because we can stand forth and say truth, and this man will not be left wanting. Oh, they can impound those books. They can impound every book that is written. Can they stop the truth? No. And if you just listen to guidance, you'll know exactly what to do. Well, that sounds to me pretty clandestine itself, Hatton. I know that you are scheming. Ah, so you're going to learn to function within the system according to the rules they put on you. Let them sue. You just stop printing. You get rid of all printing rights immediately. Well, but it's the material they don't want published. Oh, well, let them come sue you then, if you choose to pass that book on. Your constitutional law is not that dead, friends. They want you to think it is, but it isn't. There won't be any more distributing of those 9 journals after this initial set of publication material is gone. George and Desiree had them. They have now moved, and they have given them away. They will never again publish those 9 journals. Moreover, those 9 journals will never be printed by the same printer. But if they think they will stop that word from going out, they are full of it. It will go out faster and better and more wide coverage than they ever imagined when they brought that lawsuit. And you're having fun with it. And I'm telling you, ones that are getting those original journals, you should buy the whole lot of them. They are collector's items. They are the most important truth ever brought to your planet. Ever brought to your planet. And God would never make an error in his divine plan that would lock it in to one receiver. And for confirmation, ones of my own are bewildered by this. They're just trying to do what they're asked to do 24 hours a day. And then one more thing that causes you, not the least of which is to go to a courtroom all day. But you meet divine people in a courtroom. Look at Oberle can attest to this. You can't tell where you're going to run into your next person that you needed and actually was looking for you and you were looking for them. You're going to find it happening with Crystal Life. Just this week, I've received from three sources into Dorma's hands material regarding the Crystal Life product. I'm already tinkering and working to build a factory for the inventor. We'll get him out too. Or we'll put him somewhere in security where he can continue his work under the guise of something else if it's required. In your eagerness to produce and perform, you get careless in your thoughts. What about this hydrogen motor? What about this thing that runs on water? What about the solar system that seems to... Hey, they're all invented. You don't have them for a very good reason. And if you had them now, you'd be dead, and you still wouldn't have them. Everything conjured so far has been perfected as far as what Nikola Tesla had to offer. You just don't have it. Doesn't have to be reinvented. You just have to be patient and wait for the proper sequence of events. And then what you don't know, we do. And we can also see both ends of the road to see when it's safe for you to have it. And as it becomes the next thing in sequence, the ones will be here. And the funding will appear. It won't just appear. It'll be based on a reasonable, programmed, projected project proposal so that it could be covered by any bank that's left standing after they get through with them. On the other hand, because of banks not standing after they're through with them, we have to go through the training program of where to put your assets so that you can retain them. And banks won't cut it. They intend to have everything. How are you going to pay for all this stuff that you just gave to Russia? There's no intention of paying for it. You better be careful. They're using the big D word. That's called default. Mr. Foley has already used it. Other ones are now writing about it. Maybe if we just default on the debt. Now let's look at that a minute. That's not the answer ever, to default on the debt, because what they're talking about is default on the debt, let us say, to Japan. Do you really think they're going to default to the banks? The banks already own you. How can you even default? They've got it all. This way they just get the rest. That's you and your constitution. You're in the worst depression imaginable. It's through insane control and manipulation. If you're out of work, you extend the unemployment for another 120 days or weeks or whatever. It's a lie. There isn't any money to pay it. California doesn't have any money and no jobs. Oh, but the banks are honoring those IOUs. You bet they are. You bet they are. But when it falls, which it's intended to do, they'll just issue new currency. You'll all go on a debit. And some of you are going to be very hungry for a while if you haven't prepared a little bit. Because there's going to be a lull before they can even start a new system to feed you, before they can even start a new soup line. People right now are having their welfare cut to the point they're being hungry. And some states are having to cut back so much on welfare that many are hungry. And the RTC fully intends to have all of your property. So where are you going to live when they take it? You become street people. And when there is no welfare, nowhere to turn, what are you going to do? So you're already slaves. You're already enslaved to the system. If you have some assets, well, I certainly don't want to put them in with you because I hear and I don't know and so did. I don't care. There seems to be a big misperception here that my people like to spend hours trying to help you and then trying to undo it when you change your mind. Wouldn't it have been better not to participate in the first place than to take that kind of attention? And are you sure you're doing the right thing, even if you do that? Why did you think it was the right thing to do originally if now it isn't? You better think carefully why you've changed your mind. Nothing's changed here. I have not changed one iota of what I told you, ever. Unless it is a perturbation and I say, okay, it's different now. Today is different. And I've said, I don't know how long these kinds of controls and help and shelters will last. Maybe not by morning. I can only tell you what is best at the moment. And then we get back. God wouldn't butt into that kind of business. I went to Virginia Essenes and Silver Ray said that I don't have anything to do with financing. End of conversation. Well, you keep asking God. What does that say? Where is God when Silver Ray answers like that? You are asking sincerely in your heart, please help me save what I have because I see we're going to need it. Oh, I'm sorry. John, don't ask me that because God has nothing to do with your financing. Then that means God has nothing to do for you if you ask. And this has been the hardest thing that ones have had to confront. Why would Hatan have to come and sit and give all these lessons? It cannot be of God. Well, did it ever occur to you that Hatan could get his job done a whole lot better without having to do these lessons? But it wouldn't be my privilege, would it? It's your experience. And the man in the gutter is asking for help from God. So guess where God's going to be? He's going to be right in that gutter. And he's going to be trying to get through to the receiving system of his reflection in that gutter.